Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We were trying to get Georgie there with us. He didn't get the chance to really go play a ton. You know, in all reality, he missed half of last year, and he wasn't playing a ton last year as well. So this is probably a good opportunity for him to go play. We miss him, and we need him here without a doubt. But, you know, given that we have health and we got players playing well, you know, I hope he gets a chance to play down there quite a bit.
That's Tony Massolino from Orioles pregame yesterday. Jorge Mateo is on a rehab assignment right now in AAA Norfolk. Ed, I know you are more so than Jeremy and I, a Jorge Mateo fan. Why does he need to play?
Yeah, and I am a fan, and I can't answer that question because I don't know, honestly. I don't know what they see, and now I'm losing faith in them because I don't know what's going on with this team. And then I look at Mateo. I'm like, why are you hanging on to Jorge Mateo?
Exactly.
I feel like we keep trying to make this a thing when it doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
Like,
there's. I agree.
The thing, like, I've talked about this. Jorge Mateo came up in the Yankees organization, was bounced around the league, Padres, A's. He was involved in a couple of big trades. Mm-hmm. I think the Sonny Gray trade may have been the one that got him to the A's. But he's bounced around. And the one thing that everybody talked about is that he could steal bases, and he was very fast. And some people think he's a little bit more solid defensively than others. I think he's okay.
I think he's okay.
Yeah.
I remember the one year, what was it, 2022? People were upset because he didn't win a gold glove. Whatever year, Urias won a gold glove, Urias wasn't celebrated because people were pissed off that Jorge didn't get it. Why did he get it? Not Jorge. No, he didn't deserve it.
Well, the other thing for me is, like, just looking at Jorge Mateo, we talked about Terrence Gore that year with Kansas City, and he was just a stolen base threat. They would just bring him in to pinch run for somebody, and here he goes.
Who was that?
Terrence Gore.
That was
the Royals.
Terrence Gore?
Yeah. On the Royals. You remember?
I remember.
So with that being said, I think Jorge Mateo is a much better version of that, but how much better? Like, bring your glove to the ballpark because we could use you in that facet, but he's a guy that everyone said this about him his whole career. He can't steal first base.
Yeah, I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again. For some strange reason, we are in Baltimore in love with mediocrity. We love those mediocre players. He brings his lunch pail. Yeah, okay, whatever. At some point, you got to produce, man.
I don't care. Have his assistant bring the lunch pail. Can he play?
you got to produce, and the guy just has not been. When you're struggling right now, the way this team is playing, Ed, one of two things has to happen. Either you stand pat with what you have right now, or because you feel like you're still in it, or you say if you forsake everything else and you play for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Jorge Mateo doesn't represent either one of those scenarios, in my opinion.
No, I gotta agree with that. He's certainly not going to help this team now because he's such a weak hitter. It's like, okay, so he's not going to help right now, and he's not 23 years old, so he's not going to be here in the future. So I don't quite get it either. And their infield is solid now, so I mean, you don't need him.
But at least the fact that he's not a great hitter, he's streaky at least.
Yeah.
So it lets you know, hey, he didn't get a hit for 2 weeks, and he gets on fire, and then you want to play him every day. But I just feel like if you look at the infield, you have Gunnar Henderson, you have Jordan Westberg when they're healthy, and Jackson Holliday. Those are your three infielders.
Yeah.
Then you got Ramon, who you're going to try to get at bats for and work in on some days and spell the other guys. You don't need Jorge Mateo. Like, why?
Yeah.
You have other guys that in a pinch could, like, Jackson Holliday could go to short. Jordan could go to second, and Ramon could go to third.
Yeah,
or however you want to do it.
Ramon could play all four infield positions.
But I'm saying, like, you could do it you don't need him anymore. Outside of if you want somebody to pinch run off, you know, off the bench.
And are you really keeping somebody for that? Is that what we're doing now? Mm. We're keeping people. Is that really what we're doing?
I hope not.
No.
Because I don't think there's any, like, again, you've given him every opportunity. He got to be pretty much an everyday player.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed you what he does. He can't hit.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It's funny because I remember when maybe 2-3 years ago, when I was like, man, I don't understand what you all see in this guy. And someone told me, I don't know baseball. By now, he's supposed to be a 260 hitter with a 330, 340 on base percentage, based on the person I was talking to at the time. In 2 years, he'll be a 260 hitter. And then what are you going to say? Good job. I'm going to cheer for him. My prediction is not my rooting interest all the time. If I say, if you're wearing that orange and black, and my opinion of you is that you're not the guy, that doesn't mean I'm rooting against you. I'm just giving you my opinion. I root for Jorge Mateo. I just didn't think he was that guy. Those are two different conversations.
Yeah, I hoped Eric Bedard would get the clap, but I also hoped he'd pitch well when he was here.
Right.
I mean, is that fair?
That's absolutely fair. Yeah. I was hoping you had something harsher than clap.
No, I still rooted for him when he pitched. Because
no,
I wanted
didn't.
To
root for the team.
No. I rooted for him because the better he would get, the closer they would be to trading his
ass. Fair enough. You're a better man than me because I did not.
Piece of garbage.
Yeah, piece of garbage is. You just offended pieces of garbage.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Out in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Man, don't be asking us no questions. What you want?
Hey, listen, man. Y'all said something right that made me call in a couple minutes ago. Y'all said about people in Baltimore are in love with mediocrity.
Yes.
Yeah. So I had this conversation last night with Dustin because I called him. I was talking about Dylan Carlson, you know, yeah. And he was like, "Come on, Rashawn, man. Like you and these players, you fall in love with, man."
I agree with Dustin.
And I'm like, name some players. He was like, man, okay. First, it was Ruben Odor a couple of seasons ago.
Yep.
I'm like, all right, you got that. Things like, it was Sammy Watkins with the Ravens a couple of years ago.
Yep.
I was like, oh, okay, you got that one too.
Dak and Prescott like, with Aaron. The Cowboys and Diggs with the Cowboys.
Then Aaron Hicks.
Aaron Hicks.
Uh-huh.
I was like, dang, you got me, man. He was like, man, so Rob is right. I agree with Rob, man. I was like, oh, man. But, you know, but I don't know, man. I just like the underdogs, you know. And,
I like underdogs, too. Don't mean I want him to be playing every day.
Yeah, put his ass under something.
Yeah, man. But listen, Mateo, if he come back, man, just let Mateo play just to see if we get some trade value. And I don't know what you can get.
Oh, my
like,
gosh. What is wrong with you, man?
Not just with him. A package deal, like Mateo.
He is not a part of a package. He's the throw-in, Rashawn. You don't have to play him to include him in a package. He's not the feature. It's like... I want to trade these two players. Oh, and by the way, I'll give you Mateo. Yeah. That's what you don't have to play him to trade him.
It's like it'd be like the Red Sox calling another team, going, "Hey, we want to give you David Hamilton, our fourth outfielder, and a prospect that might be 4A for one of your best players,
exactly.
or a starting pitcher." And these are like the fantasy trades that people send in their leagues.
Yeah, if you include Jorge Mateo, Rashawn, in any trade.
The value goes down.
His playing time is irrelevant with the Orioles because he is the throw-in. And this is not an insult to the guy. I love Jorge Mateo. We've got some things in common. We both have kids on the spectrum. I love Jorge Mateo.
Neither one of y'all can hit a curveball.
We do. I mean, we talk about that all the time. He is a great dude. Honestly. But that doesn't mean I want him playing for my baseball team.
No, that was actually very funny. Trade value. He's batting like 180. You know what's really interesting about him? Just look at this. This is who he is. It's 14 stolen bases, far and away the best on the team because he hardly played.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has 11 hits. How do you have 14 bases with 11 hits?
I'm just surprised he walked the other times.
I know.
Or he grounded out and didn't get caught in a double play. Look, he's fast.
He walked four times.
He's fast.
That's impressive. 14 stolen bases with 11 hits.
I don't even like admitting that Rob said something incorrect, but we do fall in love with mediocrity, and I'll put myself in that position. Yeah. I've done it with players.
I'm not taking credit away from Rob, but I said this when I moved here 20 years ago. this, I couldn't understand the mentality. And I believe this firmly, what you said, that this city is in love with mediocrity. They get uncomfortable with success.
And anything and new.
This doesn't just relate to baseball. This is with crime, with
what
the way
politicians.
The city's going, it's all of it.
Just keep recycling them over and over and over because you're uncomfortable to try something new.
Yep.
This is not working. Yeah, but we're used to it. Okay.
And I think about it. I relayed my personal experience when O'Malley told me not to wear custom suits. They don't like that here. You go get Joe Bank and a pair of khakis and a blazer. A lady told me, a woman owned her own business, she owned actually makes CPAP machines and stuff. She said, you know why they went after you? Too efficient. They don't like that here. I swear to you, she said this to me.
The Masson policy to wear polos is because I was making crusty old men feel uncomfortable wearing my suits.
I remember this.
That's why they have a polo policy.
Yes.
That's why. Because they were feeling uncomfortable. Yep. You should see the responses from some of these guys when I showed up to ball games. They were literally uncomfortable. Thus, the polo policy.
Yeah. I like the polo policy. It works for me.
Hang on, though. This is true. I know this because I went through the same. He's going through it, too. He wore suits every day. He was thinking, show me pictures. I'd approve the suits. However, which way did they go? They didn't tell the other guys to step it up.
They told me to bring it
down. Step it down.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.